Let's just go into the word this morning. Let us agree in prayer. Thank you, Father, for your spirit that you so richly given to us upon resurrection. Thank you, Father, for that gift of salvation. Thank you, Father, for that great work. Our hearts are full with gratitude and with thanksgiving. And we declare and decree this morning as we fellowship in the word, our eyes of understanding is enlightened to behold the riches of liberality and the riches of glory that you've bestowed upon us by the work of your spirit. As truth of God's word is taught, there is no confusion. There is no confusion. Our hearts are receptive to receive your word. Our hearts are receptive to receive your word. And we declare and decree that at the end of this meeting, as saints, we are edified and Christ alone is glorified. And people of God say,
amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, yeah, we are looking at the leading of the Spirit. And we're trying to... Yeah, so we're looking at the leading of the Spirit, and then we started last week Sunday, running a parallel series together with the Investigating Scripture series 3B. We started on Sunday last week, and there were three things we highlighted on Sunday. Can you remember that? There is no believer that is not led. Remember that? There is no believer that is not led of the Spirit. Yeah, number two. Opportunities. Believers should not be led by opportunities, right? Number three. Come in. Don't mix faith in God with superstition. So how did I say it? It was how I said it. Okay, interesting. You know, so as saints, then make it a culture that every time we are preparing to come to, you know, to fellowship among saints, you know, try and revise what was taught last week, because usually we build on what we have established already. So try as much as possible Saturday evening, Sunday morning, go through your notes. Go through your notes, let it be fresh, so that what is being said that is fresh or new can sink. The world right now is in a situation that is in a phase right now where it is easy to be carried away. Let me say it this way. It is more difficult right now to actually remain focused as a saint. Why? Because there are so many distractions left and right. You will delete Twitter, there's Instagram. You delete Instagram, there's what? WhatsApp. If you delete WhatsApp, there's Facebook. If you delete Facebook, there is Telegram. If you delete Telegram, there's TV. Yeah? If you don't have TV, there's GoTV. Yeah, there's TikTok. So many distractions. But the saint is to know that he is to, that's why scripture will tell you that renew your mind. What? Do not be conformed to the things of this world, but be transformed by what?
Renewal
of the mind. You know, scripture doesn't teach that the saint should say his mind as he wills. The saint is not just, I gave him the peace of my mind. No. There is no scripture that teaches giving people the peace of your mind. Hallelujah. What scripture speaks about mind is, let your mind be renewed. Let your mind be renewed. Renew your mind. Renew your mind. Not, I'm kind of pressing that once it just happens, I say it, and I say that that's the end. No. Between that saying it and the happening, yeah, if you've renewed your mind well enough, you'll be able to control some things that you find yourself saying. You know, we're all product of influences. In fact, if you decide not to be distracted by social media, you might have friends around you that are distracting. You know, so make it a point of duty to, you know, let God's word be primary in your life. Let God's word lead you. Let God's word be the foundation of what you build your entire life on. You know, the easiest thing that should come to your mind when you are in a fixed position is, what does God's word say about this, or what will God say through his word to me? What is God's word saying right now? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, God is ever talking. Right? God is ever talking. The Spirit of God in you is ever communicating with you. You know, but there is the ability, or there is your responsibility to yield to what is being said to you. Hallelujah. That's why I would say there is no believer that lacks leading. There is no believer that lacks... See, when you get to a fix and you see, it seems like he's confused, you are confused. And you are not confused. Yeah? Let me say this way. When you get to a crossroad and it looks like you don't know what to do, you know what to do. but you don't know how to do what to do, or you don't know how to know what to do. Okay, let's go into God's word. Look at John 8. Look at John chapter 8. Look at John chapter 8. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I went to church this morning.
Yes, sir.
You sure? I went to church this morning.
Yes, sir.
Look at John chapter 8, verse 12. John chapter 8, verse 12. John chapter 8, verse 12. If you are there, say I'm there. If you are not there, wait for me. Okay, I'm waiting. I won't leave you. John 8, 12. Are we there?
Yes, sir.
Can we read together?
Yes, sir.
1, 2, 3, read. Hallelujah. Jesus says, I am the light of the world, and he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So it means that there is a gift in Christ called light. Look at me again. Shall have. Right? He that followeth me shall what? Shall what? Shall have. So it means that light is a gift in Christ. So, can we say light is a gift gotten from following? Can we say that? Okay, read it again. Say it again. I am the light of the world. He that what? He that what? Are we in church this morning? He that what? Shall not walk in darkness. He didn't say he that followed me might not walk in darkness. Yeah, is that true? Is that true?
Yes, sir.
I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. Shall not walk in darkness. So, who is he that followeth him?
The believer.
The believer. Right? So, it means that as a believer, in following, yeah, how do you become a believer?
By
believing. Okay, so how do you become a follower?
By believing.
How do you become a follower? Okay, so you become a follower by following. How? So how do you follow? By
believing.
Okay, see it again. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. So, who is he that followeth him? So, is there anybody following Jesus here?
Yes.
How did you follow Jesus? By believing, yeah? So, how did you follow Jesus on his personal Instagram? You just said it. How do you follow Jesus? You follow Jesus by believing. How do you follow Jesus on his personal Instagram? By believing. Okay, go to Matthew 28. Go to Matthew's Gospel 28, verse 18. Matthew's Gospel, are you there? And Jesus came saying unto them, all power, that is all authority, is given unto me in heaven and in earth. That was in your Bible. What is the authority for? Verse what? 19. Go ye therefore into the world and what?
Teach.
And teach. Yeah? Teach what?
All
nations. What is all nations there? It means all constituency, all people. Yeah? Go ye therefore and teach all nations. What did he now say? Baptizing them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, right? And in the name of the
Holy
Ghost. Yeah, so remember we made corrections to that. What name do we have? The name of the Son. What is the name of the Son? The work of the Son. What is the work of the Son? It is the reputation of the Son. Are we together? What did he now say in verse 20? Teaching them to observe all these things I have commanded. Or teaching them to observe all I have commanded. Yeah? Lo, I am with you always. Yeah, look at Mark 16. Look at Mark 16:15. Remember, look at Mark 16:15. Are we there?
Are we there? Look what he says. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and what? Preach the gospel to every creature. What did he call it in Matthew? He says, all nations. Right? So, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth, that is baptized, shall be saved. Yes, so he that believeth is baptized and is saved. Are we together?
Yes,
so he that believeth and is baptized is saved. What does it mean to be saved? Go to John 3:16. Okay, let's go to John 3:16 together. Are we together? Yes. Let's go together. 1, 2, 3, go. So he is whosoever that believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16. Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. Look at it. Two major words there. Believe, shall not perish, and you shall have what? Life. What did he say in John 8:12? If you follow, you have life. Right? So, look at it here. Matthew's Gospel. Are we together? Look at it. Yeah. Matthew's Gospel 28, brother. Matthew's Gospel. John 3:16. Yeah? John 3:16. If you believe, you have life. John 8:12. If you follow, you have light. So, what? Collect common terms of what we've established. What do you collect from here and collect from here? You collect follow and collect believe. Is that true? You collect the believe of John 3:16 and collect the follow from John 8. So if you believe is equal to you follow. Is that true? So if you believe is equal to you follow. So if you believe, what do you have? Light. Is equal to what do you have if you follow? Light. So a believer, a man who believes the gospel, has life. So a man who believes the gospel that has life, has light. Is that true?
Yes.
So how do you follow? You follow by believing. When you follow, what do you have? You have life. Which is really what?
Light.
Jesus said in John 8:12, he says, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have. So there's a gift called light in following. That means there's a gift called life, a light in believing. That means there's a gift called life in following. That means there's a gift called life in believing. Am I confusing anybody here? So I'm saying the same thing, right? So if you follow, it's equal to you believe. If you believe, it's equal to you have life. If you have life, it's equal to you have light. Are we here this morning?
Yes,
so he who believes has life. So now, if you have believed the gospel here, let me see your hands. What do you have by believing?
Life.
And
life.
If you follow Jesus, here, let me see your hands. What do you have by following?
Light
and what?
It.
Go to Ephesians 5. Look at Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5, 8. So, there is no one that. So, now, if they ask you now, anywhere, do you have eternal life? What's your answer?
Yes.
So, if someone should ask you randomly, do you have eternal life? What's your answer? Yes, you have eternal life. If someone should ask you, do you have eternal life? What's your answer? Why do you have eternal life? Because you have eternal life. Is that true? Look at Ephesians 5. Look at Ephesians 5 verse 8. It says, for ye were sometimes darkness. Look at the Bible, Ephesians 5, 8. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light. Is that the Bible? Is that the Bible? Look at it again, Ephesians 5 verse 8. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. How are you light in the Lord? By following. How are you light in the Lord? By believing. So, ye are light in the world, walk as children of light. So, it means that you that you are light in the Lord, you are a child of light. What is Paul asking them to do? Walk of the inheritance of the saints in light. To be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. What is meant there?
Qualified.
Yeah? So, look at it again. Verse 12. Giving thanks unto the Father which has made us qualified. Is that right? qualified to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. So there is something called inheritance of the saints in light. Is that true? Look at it again. Who has made us qualified to be partakers of the inheritance? So who has made us qualified to be in fellowship, yet to be a partaker, to take part of the inheritance of the saints in light? Look at verse 13. Who had delivered us? So he's really explaining verse 12. How did he explain it? Who had delivered us from the power of what? Verse 13. Who had delivered us of what? The power of what? And has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Look at it carefully. Why did it so? If he says you've been delivered from darkness, what is the opposite of darkness?
Light.
So it means that if you've been delivered from darkness, you've been translated into what? Light. What did he call light in verse 13?
The kingdom of
his kingdom of what? Dear son. So we've been delivered from the kingdom of darkness. What is the opposite of that? Kingdom of light. What is the kingdom of light? It's the kingdom of his dear son. What is the kingdom of his dear son? The kingdom of his dear son is the kingdom that is the kingdom of light. Are we together?
Yes.
Look at it again. It says, we have been delivered. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness? And he has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. So the kingdom of his dear son is equal to the kingdom of
light.
Altogether. So, in a kingdom is made up of people. Is that true?
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes,
a kingdom is made up of people. So, if a kingdom is called the kingdom of light, what do the name of people in the kingdom be? We read it before. Ephesians 5. Walk ye now as. So, if you are. Why are you walking as a child of light? Because you are in the kingdom of light. Okay? So there is the kingdom of light, which is really the kingdom of his dear son. So as light that we are, Paul told them in Ephesians 5, he says, walk ye as children of light. So God, look at this. God doesn't expect from you what he hasn't made sufficient, what he hasn't made sufficiently available. Let me say this way. God doesn't expect from you what he hasn't given you the ability to do. The only reason why you will be asked to walk as a child of light is because you have light. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have what? Light. Shall have light. Hallelujah. Look at 1 Peter 2. Look at 1 Peter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. Are we here this morning? Look at 1 Peter 2. 1 Peter 2 verse 9. Look at 1 Peter 2 verse 9. Are we there? Are we there? So, you know what we'll do in 1 Peter 2 verse 9? We're going to read it and personalize it. So, let me read it for you as an example. But ye are a chosen generation. What will that be? Beautiful. So, I am a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Yeah, so we'll just maintain the English use there. Yeah? That ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into what? His marvelous. So, can we read 1 Peter 2 verse 9 together? 1, 2, 3, go. 1, 2, 3, go. What has he called you out of? What has he called you into? Marvelous light. What did he call you out of in Colossians 1? Power of darkness. What did he call you into? Kingdom of his dear son. So, you have been called out from the power of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son, Colossians. First Peter, you've been called out from darkness into what? Marvelous light. So, what is marvelous light? The kingdom of his dear son. Are we together? You see? My scripture says we've been called out from darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. Let me ask a question that will talk with our mind a little, but we'll not touch it today. When we're doing investigating salvation, we're going to use it a little. Where do babies come from? Okay, what do you think scripture is saying you've been called out from darkness into his marvelous light? You know how people say Adam sinned, made everybody a sinner, right? Well, is that true? I think we've talked a little here. Yeah? So Adam sinned, made everybody a sinner. Is that true?
If Adam's sin made everybody on earth automatically a sinner, it means that the work of Christ has made everybody on earth a Christian. That's what you call the teaching of universalism. I think you asked a question regarding that one way and say like that, you sat here. That's where you get the teaching of universalism. For Romans in here, Romans 5, I think we'll do Romans 8, we'll do Romans 1 or this. But this is the point. It means that Adam's sin made everybody a sinner. So it means that when a baby is born and a baby dies, he goes to hell for not doing anything, but for being born of Adam. But you just said Adam's sin didn't make everybody a sinner. So why should a baby that is born, who has not done anything and dies, be a sinner? That is why Paul is always teaching. You've been called out from darkness. How did you walk into darkness? Ephesians 2 verse 1. Go to Ephesians 2 1.
Remember, I was not teaching this today. Ephesians 2 1. Ephesians 2 1. And you are still quickened. Yeah, who were dead in trespasses and sins. Remember, we said that Adam's sin did not make everybody a sinner. So, can a baby be dead in trespasses and sin? A baby who has not done anything, can it be born in trespasses and sin? But you just said Adam's sin didn't make the baby a sinner. Who's a sinner? A sinner is a name. That word sinner is a name given to someone who steals. Imagine, they cannot call you a thief because your father was a thief. How many of you will accept that by faith? So you see, you cannot accept being a thief because you caught your father as a thief and he slept in the prison. Why are you not accepting Adam? So Adam sin didn't make everyone. Yeah, so but see what he says in Ephesians 2 quickly. He says, he has been quickened, who were dead in trespasses, so what, we're not really there, but we're not looking at that. Where they look at it, in time past, he walked according to the course of this world. So it means that for you to be dead in trespasses is because you walked according to the course of this world. According to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now walketh in the children of disobedience. Look at verse 3. Among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of our minds. And we were by nature the children of wrath. How were you by nature the child of wrath? Wherein in time past ye walked according. Look at verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherein he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, had quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. Verse 6, and had raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenlies in Christ. Okay, so remember what I said was, I want to boggle our minds a little. Right? We are going to have so many questions from this thing I really taught. But I'm preparing us for our next series, our next two series. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Where are we going? Where? Look at 1 Peter 2. So we said that he has delivered us from the power of darkness and called us into his marvelous light. What is delivering from the power of darkness? Ye who walked according to the course of this world. See, that's why human beings are by nature influenceable by others. When you see somebody saying, no, I'm not copying anybody, I want to be unique. That activity of that statement he's making, he copied it from somewhere. Did you hear what I just said? I want to be unique, I want to have my own pattern. That ability of wanting to be unique, he saw it somewhere. The saint is so impressionable that the people around a saint can make or mar his future in Christ. What would that mean? That would definitely not touch his eternal life. But the things he will do for Christ in the world. Check it very well. If you are a person who, when it's time to worship God, one hand is in the pocket, you are influenced by someone around you. If you are someone who doesn't rejoice when it's time to rejoice,
It's simple. You are influenced by someone around you.
No, you have to move to rejoice.
Rejoice! That's the man I am, pastor. But just by mistake, just go to your bank. Yeah, that's some of us now. If you just go to our banks, yeah, let's just tell our bank managers, please help me credit Brother Sukumi's account with 1 million and remove it immediately. You know that the rejoicing you will rejoice in those split seconds is more than the one you will do based on the work of Christ. You know what? Let him just taste and see that 1 million naira is the money. Eh? Just credit it. You will see that you will start trying to explain what DR is and what CR is. You know what DR is and CR? Debit and credit. But this is credit. I choose not to see debit. I choose no. My eyes see. There is no confusion. I see credit. So when you see a saint who doesn't do like other saints, it is that he has put his heart in a condition that it takes a lot of breaking of walls. Same thing with being led by the Spirit. A lot of you have been led by the Spirit one time or the other, but you've allowed the influence around you to change or to disobey the leading. Are we together? I don't want them to think. I don't want them to think I'm too spiritual. Yet you've allowed. That's what he told us in Ephesians 2. Ye are he quickened, who sometimes were walking according to thee, which now walketh in the children of disobedience. But what has happened? You have been delivered from what? Darkness into the kingdom of his dear son, which is equal to the kingdom of what? Marvelous light. Look at First John. Look at First John chapter 1. Glory to God. Glory to God. Look at First John chapter 1, verse 2. You know, I think we've touched this a little when we explained that John is writing from Genesis. When you look at First John 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. Verse 2. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and we bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. Are we in verse 3 together? Let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. Open your Bibles and read verse 3. 1, 2, 3, go. So, our fellowship is with the Father that is with His Son, Jesus Christ. Is that true? Look at verse 4. 1, 2, 3, verse 4. What is these things we write unto you? Look at what it now says further. Look at verse 5. 1, 2, 3, go verse 5. Hold on. Check your Bibles again. What is the message? What is the message that is being declared unto them? That God is
light.
So, is God love?
Yes.
So, now we say God is equal to love, is equal to light.
Yes.
So, now we say that he who has God has love.
Yes.
Remember Romans 5. God who has shared his love abroad in our hearts by what? The giving of life. No, what did Romans 5 say? God who has shared his love abroad in our hearts by the giving of his Spirit. What is his Spirit? Life. I am the way that is the reality that is life. What is the reality? The Spirit. So, this message we declare unto you that God is light. You need to stop there. You know the difference between God is light and God has a little light? Are they different?
Yes.
Yeah? God is light and God has a little light. So, see what it says. This we declare unto you that what? God is light. See what it now further establishes. And in him is no darkness. In your Bible, do you have at all?
Yes.
You have at all?
Yes.
So in him there is no darkness at all. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So, if God is light and there is no darkness at all, it means that when God communicates, he communicates in light.
Yes, sir.
So, it means that when God communicates, he communicates clearly.
Yes, sir.
It means that when God communicates, there is no shadow in his communication.
Yes,
it means that God's communication is straight and to the point. It means that God's communication is clear and clearly clear and verily, verily clear. God is light and there is no darkness in him. So he who is light, when he communicates, what should you see it as? Light. So what he's saying says, there is light, I walk in light and there is no darkness in me. On my path is life, there is no death in me. What is he trying to say? Because I have the fullness of God, who is light. No believer lacks light. No believer lacks the leading of light. What does light do to your path? It illuminates your path. So if the totality of light lives in you, it means that your path is well illuminated. But the difference between believer A and believer B is that believer A has chosen to recognize light. But believer B has stepped away. Or what? He has deliberately ignored subconsciously. What I said is extreme. He has deliberately ignored subconsciously. That's a oxymoron, right? Is it? What's the figure of speech there?
Oxymoron.
When you use two contrasting words to make your point. You cannot deliberately subconsciously. Moment you are deliberate, you can't be subconscious. Moment you are subconscious, you cannot be deliberate. So believer A is one who has chosen to recognize light. Believer B is one who has stepped away from life without knowing or with knowing. So God is light. There is no darkness in him. So when God speaks, what do you see? Light. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Let us see. Lift your hand and say, I'm full of life.
I'm full of life.
I'm full of light.
I'm full of light.
I'm full of light. Lift your hand and say, I'm full of life.
I'm full of
light. So look at this. This is the message that we declare unto you, that God is light. And then, so look at it. When you hear a voice, listen very, very well. When you hear a voice in your spirit, and you hear a voice in your heart, and there's a shadow to it, it's not God. Write down your notes. It will come in handy in our next few weeks. Can you categorize fear and darkness in the same group?
Yes.
Can you categorize fear and darkness in the same group?
Yes.
So if you say fear and darkness can be... finish writing that.
When you hear a voice...
I didn't know what I said. Someone remind me?
Spirit.
No, cannot be shadow of God though. Is that what I said?
I
heard there's a shadow, there's a little darkness. Garnishing it. It's not God. Let me explain what I'm trying to say. Can you put fear and darkness in the same category?
Yes, sir.
When you walk into a place and the place is dark, what comes to your heart? Simple. Let's analyze this. When you walk into a room, okay, all of us, we live in Nigeria. Yeah, we live in the part of the world where they take life easily. So it means that they take life without your permission. So it means that if you are sitting alone in a big house, let's say you went to go and stay with your uncle somewhere in his house, all of them traveled, only he's at home, and it's three floors. When they take life, what is the next thing you are looking for? Now, what begins to happen to your heart? You begin to think of the movies you've watched. Is that not true? Yeah, because you now begin to bring into reality what you've seen in movies. Because you've watched a film where the children were just sitting there watching TV, and one guy with his fork was just behind them. So you begin to. So when you see darkness, what comes together with darkness? Fear. So what I just explained here, here's what I mean. When God speaks, fear can never be accompanied with speaking. What will fear now be in the first statement you make? Darkness. When God speaks, fear cannot be accompanied with the speaking. When you hear a voice and it comes with fear and it creates fear in your heart. Are we there? God is not given to mysteriousness and confusion. So when God speaks, the speaking of God in himself doesn't come with confusion. But a saint can be confused.
Why is a saint confused? Because a saint is easily impressionable by the things around him. Let me say that again. When God speaks, he speaks clearly. When God speaks, there is no mysteriousness attached to his speaking.
When God speaks, there is no confusion that comes with his speaking.
But can a saint be confused?
Yes.
Why? Because he's trying to draw the demarcating line between his spirit, which is God speaking through him or to him, and what the world has manufactured in his mind.
Look at James 1. Look at James 1. Are we learning something this morning?
Yes, sir.
You sure? Look at James 1. James is just after Hebrews. James 1, 17. Are we there?
Yes, sir.
Let's read verse 17 together. 1, 2, 3, go.
Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above.
Listen carefully. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from where? Above, right? What is that? If you remember our teaching during the lockdown, what we're teaching about above, what is above really? Heaven, right? What is heaven? John 3. For a man cannot see the kingdom of God except he's being born again. That word there, born again, is born from above. Yeah? What is born from above? Born from heaven. What is born from heaven? Born by the Spirit. What is born by the Spirit? Born by the resurrection. What is born by the resurrection? Believing the gospel. Yeah? So look at it. It says, every good gift. You see that word there, gifts. The better word there is giving. Are we together? So, a good way to read that would be every good giving. Is that true? And every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the who?
Father.
So if a man is called the father of light, what are the name of his children? Okay, let me say this to you. Ye are light. Remember we read that today? Ye are light. If God is the father of light, what are the name? What is the name given to his children? Light. Who are his children? Children of light. Who are the children of light? Those who follow. Who are those who follow? Who are those who believe? Those who have received life. Is it getting clear? Look at it again, verse 17. It says, and every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights. Let's not see further. With whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. That means when God speaks, he doesn't vary. You see, let's leave Nollywood. No, you see, Nollywood is another problem. Nollywood, Bollywood, Hollywood. But most importantly, Nollywood. You see, a man can only live above his understanding of his God. That's why it's easy to know what a director of a movie believes by seeing the movie he has. Every good gift comes. So, when you see the Father of Light, it means that when God gives birth, he gives birth to those and we call them what? Light. Why do you call them light? Because they have life. Look at verse 18, explains it further. He says, of his own will begotten he us with the word of truth. What is word of truth? The message of the reality, the logos of the reality. Right? What is it really saying? What got you saved? What got you born again if I believe in what? The gospel. So he says, of his own will begotten he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruit of his creatures. So, does God have creatures? Does God have creatures? Does God have the new creation? What do you call the new creation? We've been saying this since morning. Who are the new creation? What other name can you give a believer? A child of light. What other name can you... Now, what gifts has the believer received upon believing the word of truth?
Light.
What did you receive? Light, which is life. So, but God so loved the world that gave us God's Son, that also that believers in him shall not perish but have everlasting
life.
Shall have everlasting what?
Life.
Like life. So, we can actually write it down in our way. For God in such a manner loved the world, in that he gave his Son, yeah? That whosoever believes in the work of the Son shall not perish but have everlasting life, that is everlasting life. Shall have everlasting life, that is everlasting light. What did James tell us? Of his own will, he begatted us. Of his own will, begatted he us. With the word of truth. That is, by believing in gospel, we are born again. So by believing in gospel, we have become God's begotten. How did God begot you? Is there a word like that? How were you begotten of God? Sorry. How were you begotten of God? By believing the word of truth. I heard something here this morning.
Yes, sir.
You sure? You sure? So God is light. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
God is light. Is that clear?
Yes,
sir. So, a good way to describe. So, one of God's characteristics is that there's light in him. One of God's characteristics. So, can we read John 14? See, John says, "For I am the way, the reality, the life that is light." Is that fair? Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
What's life? Light. So, God who gave life, really gave light. So when Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, what can you also add to that? I am light. So, if God is light, look at, remember verse 17, it says, Father of what? Father of, tell the Bible, Father of what?
Light.
Father of light. So, it means that if God is light, his offspring will be light. That's why he called him Father of light. Look at this. When my father gave birth to me, do I have his biological DNA in me?
Yes.
So there's a DNA that my father gave you upon giving birth to me. Same way, there's a DNA your father gave you upon he giving birth to you or him giving birth to you. That's the same way there's a DNA that God gave you by him giving birth to you. What is that DNA called?
Life.
What is that life called? So, can we say, who is the Father of light? Can we call that Father of life? Is God the Father of life?
Yes.
The Father of life will mean someone who is the Father that creates other people or that gives birth to other people and they will have a DNA in him, of him, in them. What is DNA of God that you have? Is life. What is DNA of God that you have? Is life. That is his light. Are we together this morning? Glory to God. So, we are the light, that is, we are children of the Father of light. This is, say, I'm a child
of light.
So, God is not mysterious. Right? Right? God is not mysterious. See, let me say this. You know, people say that when God steps into a room, we don't know what he can do. No, it is when man steps into a room that I don't know what he can do. When God steps into a room, you can predict what he can do. It's not hard. You have read from plenty of scripture that there is no darkness at all. So anything that has to do with darkness cannot come from him. So is God predictable? To let him be helping you. You see, we have built a mansion of ignorance in our minds. What we are doing in church is to dismantle that estate. An average believer has built an estate in his mind of false doctrine, of ignorant things being said. The one that moves, and nobody knows what he will do. No. If God moves, what do you see? Light moves. If there is no darkness in God, there cannot be anything evil in God. It's straightforward. So, when you see somebody praying for another person, that God will visit you and kill you, your generation is caused by God. God does not cause people's generation. Why? Because to cause is darkness. And if there's no darkness at all in God, there cannot be any cause from God. It's insult, right? See, when I insult you like this, what can shame him? I've shown light in his life. Right? What is an insult? It is from darkness. That's why James 3 was teaching. These things are not, you see, Paul will say, these are not found commonly among Gentiles. If Paul were to be into this day, when he would write 1 Corinthians chapter 5, I'd be so heard that there are some things that are found amongst you which are not even found among Gentiles. So, you see, the understanding of God directs your life and directs the way you see life. It's simple.
My brother, if you insult me today, and I curse you in the name of the Lord, I don't know what we do. We curse and end it in Jesus' name. Okay. Yeah. So if you insult me today, and I curse you in the name of the Lord, the best the Lord can do in that situation is to protect you. Why? God is light. There is no darkness. James 1 tells us there is no shadow of turning or no variableness. It's when you see God as one who varies. That's why you can do some things that vary. Imagine I'm coming here to insult people. What right do I have to preach the gospel to you if you are driving on in a one and about somebody just enter your phone and just say, wow. You know why I cannot talk to you? Because I've shot myself in the leg. Really might not be my fault, but I have seen God as one who has a little portion of darkness. That's how you see. See, if you like, talk against the church from now to next thing. Talk against the church from now to next thing. All of us can gather and pray against you from now to next thing. My brother, if you arrange your life properly and don't do what you should not do, and don't expose yourself to danger, you'll be alive next year. Sometimes I don't believe that when you even pray for them to die more, God is giving them long life. Because God wants them saved. Come on, to die by fire, what God is saying? Life. Because that is all He has to give. That's all He has to give. So the reason why you curse in the name of the Lord is because you've seen that the reputation of the world comes with good and evil. That is light with a little darkness. You know, so people like the darkness part of God.
Nigerians.
No, this one's from Canada. You know, I don't look at them. I don't look at Nigerians. Yeah. So the truth is that we like my brothers. Who doesn't like that? Somebody talks with you anyhow. And you go and call your father, father comes and appears, and he warns the guy. How will you be feeling? Remember when we were in primary school? Imagine if a lecturer flogged you anyhow. I'll tell my daddy for you. When you go and tell Popsi, what does he do? He cancels his appointment for that morning. That's why you see me with so much energy in the past years. That's why you see me with so much energy and passion trying to explain this thing. Because a lot of people have, in Christ, walked in darkness. What does that mean? In Christ, follow the course of this world. Hallelujah. Because it's a waste of time. Because it's a waste of time. Just release who? Yeah? Let's assume you walk in the flesh. Don't introduce. I'm not saying you go and find people. You've not seen people that. We will not see slap. Holy Spirit, we will not see slap. They slap and they slap. Sly is the one that the only thing you see is that you turn 360 and you are back to initial point one. No, they slap and they slap. Slap will reset. You know, one boot. You don't realize you are. I think when you slap somebody and the person begins to analyze things that you ask him. Hallelujah. So God is light. The reason I'm saying this is so you can understand who lives in you. That's why you see. Somebody will say, because of the man's understanding, he can come out and say, God said he should insult somebody. You know why? Because of his understanding of scriptures. He has seen God as one who has variableness and who has a little darkness in him. If you injure me today, what God wants me to do towards you is to walk in love. It's clear. We're going to unfold these things as we go on in this series. It's clear. Look at it. That's what I'm saying. If somebody does evil to you, don't bother asking God what to do. It's clear. You don't do good to those that do good to you alone. Matthew 6, Romans 12. Then you heap the coal of fire upon his head by what for him. If you do good to only those that do good to you, what difference are you from the what? unbelievers. This is going to make so much sense in our next teaching. So, you can't say, God, I was led by the Spirit to go and jam your car. You know, in Nigeria, it's very easy to just want to revenge. If somebody just does one kind of rough driving for you, you with your car, you want to go and enter the guy in front, and the guy stay in the middle of the lane. When you see him turn like this, you go. When you see him turn like this, you go back. You maintain. You come in now. You know some people can be so funny that as they are seeing you are coming, you just press brake and release a little. Because he that eats from behind is he that overcome it all. He has to pay for both his car and your car. That's overcoming. Yeah. So you cannot say God led me to go and stay in front of his car just to obstruct him. It's clear from scriptures what the saint is doing in every situation.
Let's try to find a lot around somewhere here. Look at verse 18. Of his own will, begotten us. That word there, begat, means to conceive, conception. So you've been conceived of his own will by the word of truth. Look at 2 Corinthians 6. Verse 14. Are we there? Look at 2 Corinthians 6 verse 14. Can we read together? Check your Bibles, dear saints. 2 Corinthians 6 verse 14. Are we there? 1, 2, 3, go. So what is Paul teaching here? He's teaching about, he's contrasting two people. First, what does he call them? Believer and unbeliever. Secondly, what does he call them? Fellowship with righteousness and unrighteousness. Thirdly, what does he call them? Fellowship or communion with light and darkness. So, Paul is clearly stating out two different sets of people. For group A, we have believers, right? Group B, we have unbelievers. Group A, we have what?
Righteousness.
Group B, we have what? Group A, we have what? Light. B, rather, we have what? So, Paul is making a contrast between light and darkness. What does he call light? Righteousness. So, a man who is a believer is someone who is righteous and is one who is light. The one who is an unbeliever is one who is unrighteous and one who walks in darkness. Look at it. It says, do not be unevenly yoked together with unbelievers. He's not saying don't do business with an unbeliever. He's not saying don't. Is that what he's saying? Could that be what he's saying? In that verse 14, can we call light to be the believer? So is the believer light? What does light mean? Life is righteousness. What is righteousness? Life. What is life? Can we say life is direction? Yeah. When you're walking in the bush and you point light, what does that do? It gives you a clear view of where you should go or where you should not go. Hallelujah. So light means direction. So light means with direction. So light comes with direction. It means that now, can you have light and lack direction? Let me say this way. Can you be a possessor of light and lack direction? Can you be a possessor of light and not have direction? That's the rhetorical question. Can you have light and not have direction?
Depends on
the angle. Can a man have a torchlight and not know where to go?
Yeah.
Yes and no.
No.
You are able to navigate, but can you have light and deliberately not navigate as you should navigate? You see, it doesn't make any sense, right? It doesn't make any sense, right? No, it's not right. It doesn't make any sense. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Ideally, when you have light, you see that there's a road with this light, but you're going like this. You see, I'm just trying to explain what you're trying to understand.
Right? It doesn't make any sense. Because in his head, he's thinking like, ah, how will I see road and not go there? It doesn't go, it doesn't sink.
For wrong.
But that's what believers do.
That what is the light unto my lamp unto my feet and okay, so it means that God's word in itself is light. Is that true? Oh, we didn't go to John 1's name. So God's word in itself is light. That means God's word in itself gives direction. What do Christians do? God's word. Bam. But God, you said you will be with me all through. He was with you, showing you where to go, but you were walking on your own. Walking on your own. This summarizes what the believer lacks. Ability to recognize light and walk in light. Remember, we established God is light. If God dwells in you, it means he's full of light. It means that if God dwells in you, by default, you know where to go. Listen attentively, saints. By default, the saint knows what to do. Why does the saint know what to do? Because he has what? Light. But is there every saint that walks in light? No. Let's start. We've been tired enough, right? Look at John 1. Let's end in John 1. Don't worry, we'll tie it properly. John chapter 1. Are we in John chapter 1? Are we in John chapter 1? Please check your Bibles, John chapter 1. Are we there? Can we read together? 1, 2, 3, go. But I was saying yes. John chapter 1, check your Bibles. Are we there? Can we read together? 1, 2, 3, go. No, that's three people. 1, 2, 3, go. So in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, but that Word was really God. So I am the way, the truth, and the reality. I am the way, the truth, and life. Is equal to what? I am the Word. I am with God, and I am God. Does that make sense? Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am life. Can we use that pattern to use John chapter 1? I am the Word. I am with God. And I am God. Is that true? That's true. Look at verse 2. Verse 2, 1, 2, 3, go. The same was in the beginning with God. Look at verse 3.
All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
Verse 4.
In the beginning was life, and the life was the light of men.
In him was what?
Life.
And the life was the light of men. So in him is life, and that life is light. Are we together? In him is life, and that life is light. So when you see, in him was life, and the life was the lives of men. Look at it. When you read John 14, 16, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So it means that I am the way, the reality, and I am life. So can we say he who is life is the way? Can we say he who is life is the way? Can we say he who is life has light? Can we also say he who has light has the way? Because Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and life. Let's end in verse 5. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. So, can you see? Verse 1 tells us he's the word. Verse 2 now tells us the same was in the beginning. Verse 3, all things were made by him. Verse 4, that word which is the word, which is God, is life. And that life which is God is the light of men. Look at verse 14. Let's read verse 14 together. So, can we say the word is life? Is that true?
Yes.
The word is life. Is that true?
Yes.
Are we together?
Yes.
Is the word life?
Yes.
So, is the word light?
Yes.
Because life is light.
Yes.
So, look at verse 14. Let's read verse 14 together. 1, 2, 3, go. So can we successfully replace and the word with and the light? And the light was made flesh. And remember, we saw in verse 4, in him was life. And the life was the light of men. So, can we say the saint is light because the saint has life? Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. It's for both about Father, both keep about in front of us, take and about care. It was called a kind of all spoke about broken the walls up in for both keep about the walls, keep a good forever. The walls in for God, the volcano of us. For you see, the steps ahead of you are well ordered by the word of truth. The steps ahead of you are well illuminated by God's light, which is God's life. You'll do well to pay deliberate attention to God's light that is shining in you. For there is no believer that lacks the light of the Spirit. There is no believer that lacks the life of God. For there is no believer that pulls, pump, and approve, and in the voice, took a can, the book of can, the voice, cover can. In one book, on the bump, can, four posts, can, the can, look at the pump. For there is no believer that gets to a crossroad and doesn't know the right and precise direction to go through. In as much as there are believers who don't know where to go from where they are, there are believers who don't know what to do after what they have just done. But hear the word of the Lord this morning. God's word is light to your path. God's word has illuminated your dark heart. Yet by believing the gospel, you are now God's own. Oh, you are full of light and there is no darkness in you. Why? Because there is no darkness in God. Do well to pay deliberate attention to what God will have you do at every given point in time. Do well to if a prophet the most cooper, if a God the most in the book, but okay, if a couple come the devil come in the most day, brother. Oh, do well to be deliberate about what God will have you do by time. For in that you see that there is victory in obedience. Oh, for in that you see that there is joy in obedience. Oh, for that you will see that there is the last life that you will have. Why? Because you have the light of God in you. Oh, do well to stay. Oh, for when you see that it looks like, you know, seemingly situations look very confusing. Your judgment seems clouded by the cares and affections of this world. Oh, do well to give a laugh in the spirit.
To make a very